From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States repeats its call for Syria's president to step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the timing of Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiations. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We've made it very clear, we've been open, we've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Separately, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The killings happened earlier in the week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Pope Francis is in Havana, Cuba, on the first day of a historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff praised the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world that fills us with hope.
El mundo necesita reconciliación.
He said the world needs reconciliation as it experiences an atmosphere of a third world war that's happening in stages. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square Sunday before holding a private meeting with Cuban President Raúl Castro. When he comes to the United States next week, the pontiff will have a meeting with President Obama. He'll speak before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations and appear in Philadelphia. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. A Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migration to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continued to struggle with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Austria braced for as many as 10,000 more migrants Saturday after Hungarian authorities late Friday shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians, in the capital city Sana'a. Security and medical officials said the overnight airstrikes hit an apartment building in the center of the capital, Old City, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The officials said that 10 members of one family were killed. The Shiite Houthi rebels also lost 19 fighters in the overnight attacks. The Saudi coalition, which includes 9 other Arab nations and is supported by the United States, began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack on Pakistan's Badabair Air Force Base near Peshawar killed 29 people, both military and civilians. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility, but soon after the raid, a Pakistani army spokesman told reporters that intercepted communications showed the heavily armed gunmen were under the direction of handlers located across the border in Afghanistan. The Afghan president's office said Saturday that it strongly rejects the charges as baseless. And tensions remained high Saturday in Burkina Faso despite the release from custody of the former transitional president and other ministers. A member of the National Council for Democracy, the military group behind the coup on Wednesday, announced the release of the officials on state television. Interim President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Isaac Zida, and 2 other ministers had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.